From APM in San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood in for Ben Johnson. This is Marketplace Tech. Tonight is the first of three presidential debates, and it is expected to draw 100 million viewers. Tech and social media companies will be heavily involved. The debate will be live streamed basically everywhere, including Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Google are collecting data for the debate moderators to see what people are interested in. And for the first time, the debate commission is going to let Facebook gather questions directly from its users. Those questions could be asked in the debate, but they don't have to be. For more on that, I talked to Wendy Schiller, professor of political science at Brown University. Wendy, how might taking questions from social media change the tone or tenor of this debate?
I think it's going to bring a wider range of diverse voices to the debate. I think that unlike most debates that are structured by elites, the questions are vetted. Most voters don't think that they have a chance to get their input or get their questions asked. Now, that's all changed. Now, voters can feel much better represented in the whole course of the debate and feel more responsible for listening to the answers to the questions that are put forth by people that they believe are like them.
Now, and I know this question comes up with town halls, too, but the things that trend on Twitter are not always substantive policy-oriented questions. Do you think those will surface?
I do think that there'll be a lot of pressure to ask at least one or two of those kinds of questions, questions that aren't policy or commander-in-chief or what would you do in this particular scenario. I think there'll be a lot of pressure because if you over-filter, then the idea of including social media loses its credibility among a lot of the people who use social media.
Yeah, so you got to throw in at least one meme.
At least one meme, possibly two. Lester Holt is well respected. I think that if anybody can handle this, I think Lester Holt can handle this as a particular kind of anchor.
Let's turn this around a little bit. How will the candidates be thinking about the social media response when they answer questions?
You know, we don't have a lot of people on Twitter relative to the voting population in America, which is more than 100 million people. So in America, there isn't that kind of Twitter audience. But intensity matters for get out the vote. Intensity matters for people's perception of whether your candidate can win or lose. And so where Twitter comes in the most in the debate is how each candidate figures out what will this sound like or read like on Twitter. When this is tweeted out now and through the debate and tomorrow, what's it going to say to my voters? What's it going to say to my base? Is it going to get my base out the door to vote for me on election day? But it's just like binder full of women.
Right, in the Romney-Obama debate.
We weren't nearly as social media 4 years ago, but binders full of women was the only thing that a lot of women remembered from the entire debate.
Wendy Schiller is professor of political science at Brown University. Thanks for your insights.
Thank you, Molly.
Marketplace will also be streaming the debate on marketplace.org. We're actually having a live debate watching event. If you join us, you can chat live with Marketplace hosts, editors, and reporters. We'll be commenting and fact-checking the whole thing through our lens of business and the economy. You can also follow our debate coverage on Twitter. There are rumors, okay, I know there are always rumors about Apple, but the latest is kind of intriguing. A Bloomberg report that Apple might be working on a smart home device similar to the Amazon Echo. The report suggested the device would be based on Siri, Apple's digital assistant, and that it could, much like the Echo, control appliances and thermostats and connected door locks using voice activation. Here's Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of CNET.com. Lindsay, do you think this could be a good move for Apple?
So many people out there are invested in Apple already. They own iPhones. They're really comfortable with Siri. And if Apple created a home control device like Amazon Echo, something that you talk to, that listens to you, that can control your light bulbs, and you can ask questions of... The fact that everybody's so comfortable with Siri already is going to make it an instant winner, I think.
You know, Apple's made some sort of tiny baby steps into home automation and into Internet of Things with HomeKit that really haven't gone anywhere. What do you think is taking them so long?
This is so Apple-y to wait for another company to prove out a concept and then take its time to make the concept accessible to the general public. And in this case, we're probably talking about Amazon. Amazon Echo has been widely applauded. Lots of people love it. Lots of people use it in their home as this smart digital assistant that can also operate devices in the home. Apple is probably going to take a look at that, figure out how can we make this better and take advantage of Siri, which everybody already knows.
And then while I have you, I know that that is in the rumor stage, so I want to pivot, if you will, to another Apple rumor and ask you what you think about these suggestions that Apple might buy the supercar manufacturer McLaren.
I don't think so. I mean, this is actually just my emotional response. But McLaren is a supercar, and the idea of starting so high-end seems a little bit crazy to me, unless Apple really just wants to go for that, you know, Valley Tesla market and get really wealthy people interested and then hope that it trickles down. But I would be really surprised if they bought McLaren. Could be wrong.
All right. I'm with you. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of CNET.com. Thanks for talking to me, Lindsay.
Thanks, Molly.
Looking ahead this week, BlackBerry reports earnings on Wednesday, and it is possible the company might use its investor call to announce that it's getting out of the phone business altogether. Yes, BlackBerry is technically still in the phone business, although it has less than 1% of the global smartphone market. But a Motley Fool report last week noted that its hardware division makes up 65% of BlackBerry's R&D dollars. The company has been focusing more of its efforts on software lately, and the report also notes another interesting clue. BlackBerry is having a huge sale on its site right now on phone accessories, cases, batteries, car chargers, that kind of thing. And the sale ends on September 27th, the day before the earnings call. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.